This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
I think I'm done with this.
Done with what?
Okay, there are people you should listen to about health and safety and things of that
well,
nature.
Well, yeah. They're experts. They're doctors. Yeah.
People like this guy, not one of them.
Oh.
Because we're about to read you a letter of completely unfounded garbage from a paranoid weirdo. And there's a reason we're going to do it.
Right.
Because stuff like what you're about to hear is everywhere right now.
Okay.
People are scared.
Well, if it's everywhere, it must be right.
No. What they're saying is everywhere.
Right.
People are scared. They feel shame.
People out there are saying.
They don't know what to do.
Okay.
When in reality, it's all pretty simple.
Mm.
It's Wednesday. It's 8 o'clock. It's time for Hate Mail of the Week. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. And we start this discussion with a microwave.
No.
2 weeks ago, Kimmy, you came in and told us all about an issue with your microwave at your house.
Yep. It died. And it was the first time I've ever had a microwave die.
And we had talked on the show about how, to Kimmy's point, microwaves never break.
They kind of last forever. You kind of just get rid of them because you got something new, right?
Yeah. Like, to the point where they know, they're not even trying to sell you microwaves. They have refrigerator advertisements.
Yeah.
They have stove advertisements.
Yeah.
You've never seen an advertisement for a microwave.
True.
So in this discussion, we discovered in the room that none of us knew how microwaves worked.
Yeah.
You, Tommy, thought there was actual radiation in them.
Yeah, I cook with radiation.
Yeah, which is one of the dumbest things you've ever said.
We weren't
No, you
sure.
thought there was radioactive material. No, we
yeah,
knew
yeah,
the entire time there was no radioactive material.
Mm. Why
People
they used
called,
to call them,
and they explained it.
Yeah.
They used to call them radar rangers,
that's, okay.
as in radiation.
Okay, radiation,
yeah.
not radar.
Radiation.
But in the lack of knowledge about microwaves,
yeah.
and further what is safe and unsafe, that is about to get put on full display.
Oh.
Because there is a man who is furious that we would have any discussion about microwaves on the radio at all. Actual physical letters sent through the mail, watching out for people's safety, Tom.
Oh.
Read by me.
Oh, read by Kimmy. It is a gentleman, but it's read by Kimmy. Sit back and enjoy today's Hate Mail of the Week.
Kimmy should get rid of that microwave immediately and never buy another microwave again. Microwaves in people's homes poison their foods and poison the air inside your kitchen with radiation. Mm. Most all microwaves leak radiation that over time can cause things like infertility, brain fog, and cancer. Microwaving food also changes the DNA of the foods that you're cooking. A piece of meat you cook in the oven is the same food you put in. The piece of meat you cook in the microwave becomes something different, something we should not eat and that gets processed by your body, which doesn't understand what it's eating and then turns it into bad things for you. If you're going to discuss things on the radio, you should do your research before you put people in danger by suggesting they consume things that will not only kill them, but kill them in painful, terrible ways. Sincerely, Adam.
Did you guys know any of this?
I'm starting to think, like, you know, my parents had a microwave for 30 years.
Uh-huh.
They're dead. Both of them.
All right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. None of what this man said is true. Your microwave is not going to give you cancer by running in your house. Your microwave is not changing the DNA of your food.
Well, it does heat it up weird.
No, it doesn't.
Well, it kind of does.
No, it was very simply explained to us how it heats your food. It just shakes the molecules up and it makes it warm again. And it changes the DNA.
Oh, yeah. That makes complete sense.
Okay. But what this man wrote in this letter,
you
may have heard before when you are scrolling on social media. Because
danger scrolling.
Kimmy, you know exactly what
Fear
I'm talking
scrolling.
About. Thank you.
And once you click on one video, guess what?
All
There's
of them.
10 more to come.
All of them are coming at you. Half of all social media now, it feels like, are health influencers who are trying to scare the hell out of you with all of the things you eat on a daily basis that are going to kill you in terrible ways. Yeah. You guys have seen this, right?
And there's usually like a product coming that they're about to sell you right
after. Bingo. Put a pin in that. Okay. We'll loop back around. Like the ones that I've seen recently.
Yeah.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF. Don't eat the rotisserie chickens at the grocery store.
God, I love those things.
And then they'll start naming all the chemicals that could be in the chicken. You got to get rid of all the seed oils in your life because they're going to get inside your body. They're going to blow it all up.
Oh.
Don't eat vegetables you don't grow yourself. And they're all dangerous because, and whatever the flavor of the month is,
yeah,
it is overwhelming, and most of the time,
yeah,
it's wrong.
All right.
A study done by the University of Glasgow in Scotland.
Glasgow.
Yeah, they said it with a bunch of M&Ms in their mouths.
Well, you ever heard the Scottish speak, man?
The study discovered that 9 times out of 10, social media wellness influencers are giving you wrong information. Let me say that again. On average, 90% of the wellness information you are getting is bad information.
A lot of them have no credibility. I mean, they're not experts in any field. They just have a fancy video where there's a microphone in front of their face. And sometimes they don't even have a podcast. They're just doing like a video where there's a microphone in front of their face.
But can I stop
I'm like,
for
they
a second?
Added the microphone to make you think they have a podcast.
But like, even you were like, if they had a podcast, I'd be more willing to listen to
I'm just saying, like, you didn't even do enough research to know like where this person came from, let alone what they're saying, if what they're saying is true.
But it shows up on your feed, and Kimmy, it scares the hell out of you. You start to worry, what am I putting in my body? What am I doing with my kids? What are the mistakes that I'm making? We're all going to die at 5,000 pounds. The study also found on wellness influencers, the stronger the following the person has, the more likely they are to be wrong.
Hmm. Well, yeah, because they want to gain more followers by being more extreme. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And what is even scarier than that?
Wait, there's more.
I'm going to scare you about the scary. A recent different study done by a marketing results group shows that influencers have 5 times better results on people's food choices than traditional advertising. Do you understand what I mean?
So they change their mind.
They have a 5 times better shot of getting someone to buy something than a radio advertisement, print advertisement,
really?
Television advertisement, direct ad on Instagram, whatever.
No kidding.
And it goes back to what Kimmy just said.
What's that?
These people normally have an angle.
Mm.
They're going to show you this food is dangerous. And then right at the end of the video.
Oh, but you could try this instead. Like, and it's something that they're profiting off of in some way.
You got it. Or and like, hey, I have this course that you could take to tell you how to do this.
Or even just a simple, sometimes they're not necessarily selling you a product, but you liking or subscribing to their stuff also makes them money.
Yes, absolutely.
So it's a big con.
It's a whole huge con. It was obviously a con the whole time, but you end up having people like, who wrote us a letter, Kimmy? I'm sorry, I forgot the
Adam.
Name of the guy. Adam. You end up with guys like Adam who buy into this stuff because the only way he heard that the microwave is changing the DNA of your food was from some Instagram influencer that popped up on his feed. And now he's writing us letters. By the way, really good point here on Instagram from Jake. Duffy at WCMF. Anti-microwave and listens to a radio show. If the microwave's messing you up, you don't want to know what the radio waves are doing to your brain now.
Probably bad.
252 WCMF, a letter from a man named Adam after a fun discussion about Kimmy's microwave breaking 2 weeks ago, telling us that the microwave is leaking radiation, it's going to poison you, it changes the DNA in your food, does a whole bunch of terrible stuff to you, and you're going to die if you have a microwave in your house. And all that is wrong.
Yeah.
But this is not the first person I've heard this from.
Okay. Yeah.
It's all over social media, depending on where you're hanging out. It's so easy to fall into what these health influencers are saying on social media, because they're all really good-looking people.
Mm-hmm.
They start saying the names of thing that sounds dangerous,
okay,
and it's in your food right now, like sodium chloride.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good.
I think that's salt.
Oh.
Can we Google that to make sure that's
sodium chloride?
I believe sodium chloride is the scientific
name. Well, sodium
name
is salt, for sure.
Salt? Isn't sodium chloride salt?
I have high sodium.
I could be wrong on that one. Then, again, they offer you a very easy way.
Known as edible salt.
Okay, there you go, right? Like, if I tell you, like, yeah, this burrito's got sodium chloride in it.
Okay.
Not good.
Well, the chloride sounds weird.
But it's salt.
All right.
And here's the thing.
What's that?
If you want to live this way, God bless you.
In
fear? Well, no, I mean, like, look, if you
are living in fear.
Yeah, but you want to try all these things to try and make yourself better, that's fine, right? If Adam here, who writes us this letter, wants to keep a microwave out of his house and not write a radio show about it, knock yourself out.
It's your choice.
Yeah. And if you want to avoid rotisserie chickens and seed oils and artificial sweeteners and all that jazz, do you. But folks who do that stuff can never keep it to themselves.
No. No, they can't.
And I'm not even talking about just the Instagram influencers.
Well, they're enlightened, Pat, and they need you to know.
But just like you
they are now an expert, and you are not.
If you want to do it, do it. You but don't got to tell me.
But everybody does it. Like, everybody has an opinion about food and what you should eat.
Yeah.
Again, we all do it to each other all the time.
You do it.
You do it.
What do I do?
What do I do? What do I do?
Explain to me what I do.
You get on me about the alcohol all the time.
That's not food. That's actual poison.
But you harp and harp.
And no, I'm not telling you to stop. I'm just pointing out that you're a drunk.
And that's what everybody does.
What?
Everybody should mind their own business.
Oh, is that what it
is? How many Cokes you had today?
What's that?
Middle after Cokes.
Why? What's wrong with this?
Oh, it's got stuff in it.
Like what?
It's got radiation in it.
It does not have radiation in it. Yeah. See, you're being that guy. Artificial sweetener's going to... You know how many people tell me you're going to get pancreatic cancer from the artificial sweetener?
Well, I do know like a lot of diet...
You're doing it. Google how much diet soda you need to drink. Google it. Google it.
I think it's like 4 cans a day is too much.
Oh, no.
You're 4 cans an hour.
Oh, no. I am 4 cans a day.
You have 4? You're a 4 can a day habit?
I'm fine with it, man.
Five?
Oh, I said I'm fine with it.
You said five?
I said four.
Five?
Four. What if it was five?
Five's the death can.
How about that now? It's got sodium chloride in it.
You know it does.
No, man. Like, when people want to spout off this stuff, it creates an impossible situation for other people just trying to live their lives. Because, look, moms and dads are terrified of doing something to hurt their kids.
Yeah, true.
So you get swept up in this, right? Folks who self-diagnose themselves, let me try this again. There are people that now self-diagnose themselves with legitimate illnesses based on TikTok videos. Mm. There are TikTok videos, Kimmy, that we've all seen. Hey, if you have check, you're on the spectrum. If you have check, you have celiac disease. And now these people are just like, I have that.
Oh.
And they'll go to the doctor and be like, I have this. And the doctor will be like, I don't think you have this. And they'll be like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, and the worst is...
You at least get a second opinion on Instagram.
I feel terrible for moms because they're shamed enough already, but like these people really, really go hard on moms because they know that like they can scare them with information about their children.
Yes,
what about the children?
Just like the worst kind of human being.
She's absolutely right. Like any parent that jumps on this thing, you immediately feel like you are killing your children.
Right.
Killing your children.
Or if you're not doing something, then you're not doing enough. Yeah.
And even people that don't have kids, right? There are folks who will change their lives to unsustainable situations only to fail because what they're telling you to do is impossible.
Right.
And then you feel like you can't do anything right. Like I thought it was everything in moderation. Like the same people that used to say everything in moderation are now yelling at me in my face on my Instagram and TikTok and Facebook.
But yeah, I guess it's because we don't do everything in moderation either, though. You know what I mean? We're not a very moderate society. Like we seem to go for it, whatever we do.
Oh, so you're siding with these people?
Well, I mean,
hold on. Let me open up my fourth can of Diet Coke.
You're one away from the death can.
Like, my favorite thing about these influencers and the people that want to tell you this stuff, every one of them has a terrible habit, which is a normal human thing to do.
Yeah.
Smoking,
you can't
drinking.
Get rid of all of it.
Right? Yeah. Whatever.
Letting the kids play with the microwave.
All of these things. Like
sometimes the substitute is worse than the actual thing you were doing in the first place.
But they never understand the hypocrisy and the irony of it. Right. Right? And, like, it's not even worth pointing out to them. Let me tell you what. 252 to BCMF. Let's talk to Ben. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Good to hear from you, buddy.
Yeah. So the food guys that are super annoying are just as annoying as hashtag always be ready, hashtag no days off guy.
Hashtag no days off, hashtag be stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
See, you knew what I meant because you're that guy, Pat.
So you know what it sounds like? You know what this sounds like?
What's
this
that?
Sounds like a guy who is hashtag not ready, hashtag every day off.
No, it's hashtag I don't care.
Ooh.
Oh, come on, Ben.
Oh, no.
Ben,
brutal.
Ben, have I ever told you how to live your life in a healthy way,
should
Ben?
We kind of do.
Well,
how?
Well,
how?
He constantly burns his mouth on everything.
No. Everybody should just leave each other alone.
Let I agree with that.
Live their own life.
Says man who just called
if,
a radio
Tommy
show.
Tommy wants to go OD on meth when he wants to die, let him do it.
Oh, look.
Oh, what you got on meth?
We're killing Tommy in this conversation.
Kimmy's laughing. He's dead.
On meth.
Great call,
whatever
Ben.
Whatever you wanted to owe. Hey, have a good one, guys.
There goes Ben. Mm. Thank you.
I guess the funniest part of some of this stuff, too,
what's up?
Is like a simple, like it doesn't take much to just see if the information's correct or not.
Well,
I mean, like a simple Google search.
But you hear what you want to hear
can
and you
get
go
you
with
the
it.
Right information that you need.
But here's the thing. Those people that are on TikTok and Instagram are going to argue, well, they don't want, this is what they don't want sure. you to know. How many of those videos start with fill in the blank of something don't want you to know?
Okay.
Well, that's why it's not going to show up. Or we have discovered yeah. in some
government cover up.
It's a cover up from somebody.
Yeah.
Justin writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. I get about 4 of these videos a day from my mom and try telling her those people are trying to profit off of what they're selling.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird because you get Kimmy. Tell me if I'm wrong here. It's the older folks, our parents that are buying into this stuff.
Yeah.
And it seems like Gen Z and Gen Alpha are buying into this stuff hard too.
Oh, I know people our age that are too.
I understand that everybody.
I wouldn't count out any generation personally.
But I can see old folk for sure.
But it's funny because like you've lived your life.
Yeah, you're so set in your ways at this point. What are you changing?
Well, you're telling me what I want to hear.
But if you've already caused damage, you can't. What are you going to reverse that now?
No, I just saw a guy that says I can.
Dalton writes.
Dalton, what does Dalton have to say?
Leave my Zin pouches out of this. Go use your Zins and smoke your cigarettes and drink your beers.
What is he doing?
Zin, the nicotine pouch.
Oh.
Very popular these days.
Yeah.
My favorite part, too, is some of these videos. Like, they'll be wearing something that looks like a doctor's coat, but it's not. But they're doing just enough to make you assume that they're some sort of doctor or scientist.
It's so frustrating. It is so frustrating. Because I'm dealing with this with my kids now, too.
Yeah, well, they do.
Well, they hear things. And thank God. They'll come to me or their mother and ask us first. Yeah. And I'm like, where are you getting this from? Here, my daughter over the summer wanted to try all these like crazy workout things that she's seeing on Instagram and TikTok that are super dangerous.
Yeah, those people are in such great shape.
But they're super dangerous.
What, flaming kettleballs?
Kettleballs? Not even bells. Flaming
kettleballs.
Balls.
Balls kettle flame.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we got a letter from a man named Adam, hate mail of the week. Angry with us for talking about microwaves because he says that when you have a microwave in your house, you're giving yourself cancer. It's changing the DNA of all of the food that you're cooking. You're going to die. And he sounds like, or got this information from, all these health influencers that we've been seeing all the time on social media. A study from the University of Glasgow studying these health influencers found that 90% of health influencer videos are giving you wrong information. And they also found the more followers that these people have, the worse they are at accurate information.
But they got all the followers.
Mike is on CMF. Hey, Mikey, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Duff. So listening to this, and I've heard this, I've seen it a bunch, but it actually starts to remind me for us older folk of the old late night infomercials.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
They're trying, right? I mean, it's basically a modern version of the infomercial where they're pitching, oh, get rid of your cast iron work. Go to these new, Teflon-coated copper pots. And you'll
they last 50 years.
Right, but you remember the old days where like they told you, like, oh, cordless phones are going to cause brain tumors because of the waves going back. You know, even the cell phone, when the cell phone first came out, the habitual, like, laying out of misinformation.
I remember they said, don't put a cell phone in your pocket for guys because you'll get testicular cancer.
Yep, I heard that one as well.
And I forgot, my mother believed.
Everyone puts them in their back pocket.
So when my parents first got a microwave, they used to call it a radar range.
Yeah.
My mother was convinced, I forgot about this, she thought it killed houseflies.
What, the microwave?
Yeah, she goes, if you run, I haven't seen a housefly in this house for weeks since we got the microwave, and she was using it all the time to heat up her coffee.
Okay.
Hey, you just reminded me of something with the cell phones. Do you guys remember back in the day, my dad bought one of these. It was like a copper-like film that you would put sticker on the back of your phone that would block the cell rays from getting into your brain.
I remember this.
Oh, what a great idea. I got to get one.
Probably also did terrible things to cell phone reception.
Not good. Yeah, not good. Mikey, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. All right, I will say this. All the response we're getting is giving me a little more faith in mankind.
All right.
Because when you get stuck in these echo chambers looking at these videos, it does feel like everybody and their mother's bought into all this.
You're only hearing the loudest people about it, though.
Exactly. Look, like I said, live your life the way you want
Enjoy your life.
If this is something you are interested
in, your food.
And you want to investigate and do that stuff, God bless
all right.
you. Just shut up about it.
Get rid of the house flies.
Let's take a break.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake.
delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Something is happening here.
What happened?
Something has to happen. I mean, this place has been on a rough ride to nowhere for the past couple of years. And we've discovered, between the malls we have on the east side and the west side, combined with the shopping outside of this mall in Henrietta, maybe it's not really needed anymore. But Tommy, you can't just leave it empty.
No.
So what the hell is this new idea that apparently exists going to be?
Damn.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into the story. It was announced yesterday that Marketplace Mall is clearing out its tenants.
Wait, all of them?
Story on 13 Wham said that Wilmorite, the company who owns the mall, is looking for new homes for its, quote, interior entrance only tenants.
Hmm.
So if you have a mall, an entrance that's only inside the mall, they're going to be gone.
All right.
There are 6 businesses that have entrances outside the mall. That's Dave & Buster's, IndyCar Raceway, Floor & Decor, JCPenney, Land's End, and Sportsman's Warehouse. They are still staying open. But the rest of them will either be shuttered or moved to other Wilmorite-owned locations, which are the Mall in Greece, Eastview Mall, and the Pittsford Plaza, I believe.
All right. So what about all the medical stuff?
That is going to stay.
They're
kicking the doctors out. Yeah. Get the hell out! The stethoscope is mine now!
Yeah, because it sounds like...
Your mic is off.
No, it's not.
I can't hear you.
Hello?
There he is! Kimmy's on the radio!
All right. I don't know.
Okay, go ahead.
It's probably breaking as we speak. That their concern is they want like the outdoor access to it, right? Like they're moving the ones inside to the outside.
No, they're moving the ones inside out of the mall.
That's what I meant. Yes. But he was asking about the medical thing. I'm like, that has an outside.
Yeah, that has an outside entrance.
That's,
you don't have to go through the mall to get to the top.
So are they going to go non-retail completely, and is all going to be offices or something?
So that's the question. Right. And the phone number is 252-WCMF 252-9263. Wilmorite says, and I quote, "There are several large-scale deals with prospective tenants that are pending for the entire interior space in the mall, but these agreements have not been fully executed and cannot be announced yet. Does anyone want to take a shot at what the hell that could be?"
Ooh, what's the deal? Who's coming in?
252-WCMF. All right, maybe
you're it's non-retail?
You keep saying non-retail. Nobody said non-retail but you.
All right. But you're getting rid of retail.
Well, you're getting rid of small retail, but you're not getting rid of Land's End. You're not getting rid of JCPenney as of now, Sportsman's Warehouse. I can't imagine JCPenney is going to want to stay in a mall that doesn't have a mall.
Yeah, like foot traffic.
Yeah. Right,
unless they think people are just going there for JCPenney.
Well, let me put it this way. I live in Henrietta.
Yeah.
I drive past that JCPenney every day on my way home. There's a giant sign on the outside that says, "We are open." And that leads me to believe things are not going well for the JCPenney if you got a big sign that says, "We are open" on it. So, Kimmy, what the hell could take up the entirety of an inside of an abandoned
mall?
What
are they clearing it out for, I guess?
Right? Because, the idea initially was combining medical with retail. Mm-hmm. And I get the idea behind it. I didn't think it was a terrible idea that while you had a loved one that was, getting stuff done, you could go walk around and take care of smaller stuff.
Do they sell the food court, or is that gone?
Food court has been pretty much abandoned.
Oh, because I figured, for the doctors and everything, what are they eating? That would work.
Well, I mean, you're in Henrietta.
You're in Henrietta.
But it's, right there. Like, you wouldn't even have to go outside. If you had a food court.
If you had a 9-iron, You can hit 7 restaurants from the parking lot.
The weather sucks right now. I can run right downstairs and get some nice Chinese.
Okay, but how?
Chinese food.
How? First of all, I don't think doctors are eating Chinese food every day.
Right.
Well, they're doctors.
Yeah. Is there?
I know a lot of unhealthy doctors, bro.
You don't know. You know one doctor.
No, I know.
No, you know two. Nope. No, you know one.
I know a lot of doctors.
You don't know. You know one doctor, and I sleep with her.
No, I know other doctors that are unhealthy. Your wife is very healthy. Friends. I know unhealthy doctors.
Okay.
And by the way, you can have Chinese, you know.
Oh, I'm like we just said, well, everything in moderation.
Are there enough people to support it?
Yeah, like let's say you have 50 employees, 100 employees at that medical thing. 100 people aren't going to float an entire food court.
Okay.
Stupid.
All right, so I'm out. Can't do retail because you think it's stupid.
Unless like they're planning
on
more.
No, that's not what I said. God, I hate you.
Unless it's going to be more medical things.
I mean, I guess it could be.
More probes and needles. Oh, probes and needles. That's a great store.
It seems that we do this dance now every couple of years in the greater Rochester area. What can we put in this big empty mall? And we're going to get the standards. Indoor water park. Indoor paintball facility. Bass Pro Shop was always a standard, but that's already coming to Eastview now, so we can wipe that off. But it does seem like when we have these big transitions for shopping areas, the smarter stuff, the more successful stuff, seems to be the boring stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
The medical facility that's already in Henrietta that seems to be doing
stuff you need.
What they did out in Irondequoit with the old folks' facilities, the community center at the old Irondequoit Mall.
All right.
That seems to be succeeding. So maybe we shouldn't get our hopes up for something fun.
So go boring.
Well, I mean, what? Yeah.
But boring sticks.
Maybe.
Yeah.
All right.
And as long as it fills the empty space.
The problem is, if you go boring, you have fun attached to boring. Like Dave & Buster's and Indy Kart Raceway, it would be weird if they turned that whole facility into a medical facility.
And then there's a Dave & Buster's
attached. Yeah, right? Like you're gonna...
Yeah, but if you wipe out, you get a doctor right there.
Yeah, but I guess you kind of see it now as its own standalone thing.
But like, can you...
I don't know if you can still get two and... Can you get...
There is indoor access to both of those, yeah. But I'm sure it won't be much for much longer. No, but like, think about it, man. Can you think of another... Like a hospital attached to a Dave & Buster's? That sounds like a bad joke.
Yeah, it really does.
I went to the ER and stopped at Dave & Buster's on the way home. 252 WCMF. Wilmorite, the company that owns Marketplace Mall, announced yesterday it is clearing out its indoor entrance-only tenants. If you have to go into the mall to go into the store, they are moving those businesses to other Wilmorite locations. Again, the IndyCar Raceway, Dave & Buster's, Floor & Decor, JCPenney, Land's End, and Sportsman Warehouse will remain open. And they say they have deals in the making, but they're not done yet, so they can't announce anything.
Mm-hmm.
Even the old stalwarts that used to guarantee success in Rochester don't really work right now. You can't count on them. You can't put a brewery in it. That's going the other way.
Yeah, there's too many.
Right? That was Kimmy's idea. I feel like pickleball also might be. They tried a full pickleball facility in Henrietta.
Yeah, which I'm surprised did not thrive.
That didn't work in the Dome Arena. And even building something like a youth sports complex may not
How many more of those do you need?
That's what I mean. 5 years ago, you maybe may been able to pull this off. Now there have been so many built in the meantime.
And by the way, that mall is huge. You would have to have so much of that coming in to make it work.
Oh, you could fill it with fields and rinks.
Yeah, indoor sports.
Really?
Yeah.
Bro.
Between like rec leagues, rinks? Travel
rinks, fields,
leagues.
Yeah.
Oh.
Baseball, soccer, hockey.
Yeah.
Basketball.
Place would smell like B.O.
Spio?
B.O.
Is that like B.O.?
The worst.
The worst form
of worse.
Spio.
No, it would stink.
Have you ever been in one of those places?
They stink.
They stink!
Me too, man.
They
smell like somebody's sweaty crotch.
I just can't think of a reason why you'd ever actually have to go in one.
They smell like a crotch.
He doesn't know, but he knows what a crotch
smells. I know what a nasty crotch smells like.
I know all about that.
Oh, yeah, I was there last night.
Sherry writes us on Instagram. You were asking, where are all the medical people going to eat?
Yeah.
She says, there is a cafe in the medical facility.
Oh, all right.
And she says, it's really nice.
Okay.
So how you like
they
that?
They have a salad bar and everything.
I will say, if the U of R...
They even have white chicken chili.
The U of R and Strong, if they do one thing really well, dynamite food courts.
Well, there was something happened with hospital food where all of a sudden it flipped and it went gourmet because it used to be rancid. Like, nobody ate at the hospital.
Is it gourmet only because when you're there, you're so hungry that anything tastes delicious?
Nope. I'll say it before and I'll say it again. Mm. Okay. If you did not have to pay to park at Strong Hospital,
yeah. You'd go eat there.
I would eat at that food court every day.
Right.
When my dad was in the hospital for those months, right after his heart attack,
yeah.
I looked forward to going to the hospital, not to visit him,
yeah.
but to get lunch.
I mean, they had high-end coffee shop.
Yes, it's nuts.
Bakery.
It's awesome. The food is
really good.
So good.
Like, you want to get cancer just for the coffee.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Chris. Hey, Chris, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys. That plaza across the street is all empty, too, where Burlington and stuff used to be.
So, interesting development
on that.
Wait,
we're out of coats?
Interesting development on that. Southtown Plaza?
Yeah.
Yesterday, they were also taking the letters off of the sign for Southtown Plaza, the big red one.
Yep.
So,
I saw that.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know what that's
big
about.
Big changes are coming.
Well, it's funny. Like, everything flipped down Jefferson Road, because, Chris, to your point, the mall was always popping.
Yeah.
Southtown Plaza was always jam-packed in that, you know, those, what do you call them, like, shopping centers
mm-hmm.
down Jefferson Road were they hardly existed. Now those things are jam-packed full, and that side of Jefferson Road is like slowly dying.
Damn.
Yeah, it's all empty over there. I mean, like Burlington used to be there, FYI or whatever, farther down.
FYE. I love that place. That was my favorite place as a kid. Media Play.
Where am I going to get my box set of Seinfeld?
Media Play. Chris,
now, do you know if that's owned by the same people?
Wilmorite does not own that plaza. They do not own that plaza.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
But it's just kind of coincidental then that they're taking the sign down and doing something, and then now with the mall thing.
Crazy stuff going on there, bro, with them signs. I don't know what to make of it.
Jeff is just turned upside down.
Chris, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. All right, we're starting to get ideas for what to do.
Here come the bad ideas.
Okay. Where is it here? Matthew writes, the whole thing should be a funhouse play center with indoor mini golf, driving range, arcade, indoor go-karts, and food center.
How much of that do you think is going to show up and pay the bills?
I mean, Dave and Buster's is already there. I mean, you kind of have like that.
You got
going
the go-kart track.
In terms of entertainment.
And you have a clubhouse fun center across the street already. That reminds me.
I mean, there were those mini golf indoor spots in malls, and they never did well, did they? I don't think they're there still.
I mean, they're not there anymore.
Yeah.
So Michael writes us, a skate park would pair perfectly with the hospital.
What's an escape park?
Skate park.
Indoor?
He says Buffalo has a skate park in the mall. I believe they opened up a skate park in one of the empty malls in Buffalo.
Okay.
All right.
Is that profitable?
I don't know.
But that's not going to make you a lot of money,
Well,
man.
But maybe you don't need to make money. Maybe you're making enough money with the hospital there. You know what would actually work, and you're not going to want to hear it?
I don't want to hear it. What is it?
A giant hotel complex.
Wait, are we short on hotels?
Between U of R, RIT, down the street, combined with Travel U Sports, who do a ton of business at the Tim Hortons Iceplex.
Yeah, you can say all those kids coming here for hockey. That might work.
And it's not just hockey. Soccer with the indoor facilities they have in Henrietta and Chi-Lai, the outdoor stuff, baseball travel in the summertime is absolutely insane.
All right, so you can make it like a hotel, and you can also put rinks around it.
Well, I don't think you need the ice. I think you have the ice.
I thought there was a shortage of ice.
Well, there is, but...
What if you had rinks, because you got that vast parking
connected to the hotel.
But you're gonna take business away from the Tim Hortons Iceplex, which is down the street. That could cannibalize each other. The hotel, I think, would work. And like when it comes to a youth sports hotel, you would have a hotel complex attached to a Dave and Buster's and a go kart track. Like that would be the ultimate. If I'm booking a hotel for a hockey tournament as a hockey dad or a soccer dad or a baseball dad, I want my kids attached to a Dave and Buster's. I can just set them loose in there.
Yeah, have a cocktail and play some billiards.
100%.
Nice.
I'm gonna get hammered drunk with all the sports parents like we do in the hotel lobbies. Mark writes, park for free in the cemetery, walk across the street to eat at Strong Cafe. Oh, going back to that's kind of morbid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? Okay.
All right.
Well, I'm excited to see what happens. And look, man, I am cheering for this only because they have tried so many things in that mall.
Right.
Right? They went from standard mall to, remember, they were going to make it an outlet mall.
Yes.
And nobody wanted to put an outlet in there except for Express.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Which was, by the way, sneaky great deal.
It was. Was that kind of miss it?
$20 suits. Amazing. So, yeah, something has to succeed.
Yeah. Or they knock it down.
You can't.
Well, again, if there's nothing in it, somebody's going to knock it down.
What are you going to do? You just got to have an empty parking lot?
It'll just be an empty area. It
doesn't make any sense.
Well, it would suck. No food court. No Chinese food.
Let's take a break.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. and the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
I mean, any medical emergency that puts you in the hospital is scary.
Oh, no kidding.
It gets uncomfortable and awkward when it happens in this particular spot.
Yeah, because there's an audience.
Yeah, and that's something a member of the Bills coaching staff found out on Sunday.
What happened?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it. Marcus West is the defensive line coach for the Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
Now, I did not hear this story until yesterday. I don't know if you guys saw
it. I didn't hear it.
So what happened to Marcus?
Following the Bills' loss at Miami on Sunday.
He just couldn't take it.
I don't know what happened. They're not saying what happened. But he had an undisclosed medical issue.
All right.
That put him in the hospital
Damn.
In Miami.
Oh, wow.
So for those who don't know, the teams opposing, let me try this again, visiting teams go right to the airport after games and fly right home.
Yeah.
So this must have happened either in the dressing room or on the bus ride back to the plane.
Yeah.
After the Bills lost on Sunday.
A small window, yeah.
Oh, so they left him there.
Well, yeah, so he is still in Florida right now. He's been discharged from the hospital, but is still in South Florida. Yesterday, Sean McDermott, head coach, said that he is in a good spot and in good spirits. Bobby Babbage said that he talked to him, that he sounds like everything's doing okay. But again, as far as we know, he is still in South Florida. He's been with the team since 2021.
Oh, so it goes back a little bit.
Yeah, he's been there for a while.
Okay.
You have to feel for this guy, not only because of the scary scene of the medical issue, but the worst place to have a medical emergency is at your job.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And I think all of us know from experience.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Right?
Multiples.
You are the center of attention that you do not want.
Yes.
And after it's over, you are remembered as that guy forever.
And you probably scared some people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But you're also the conversation for the next 3 days in the office. Mm-hmm. That's all anybody's going to talk about.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, my fear is like fainting at work, like not being conscious because.
Why are you laughing at that?
Because.
Why is that funny?
Because now it's also on my coworkers to decide what to do with this.
Well, you're saying you don't trust us?
No, it's not that. It's
go kicker. No, see what's going on.
I have left my health in your hands and.
Why are you laughing?
I don't know why you're laughing.
So we had this comic on years ago. Older cat.
Okay. Yeah.
I had actually worked with him on the road, but like one time that I kind of knew him.
Okay.
So he's working at Hiccups Comedy Club. So he's on the show. So on the old show, we had, you know, a couple of chairs. Then we had like a couple of bar stools that were like closer to Wheeze, right? So the dude's on mic with Wheeze. And he's talking to him. You know, just, hey, where are you, bro? Bro, yeah, Cleveland, all that. The guy just freezes and falls over. Like
collapses.
To the ground.
Yeah.
Like he just fell over.
That's terrifying.
And passed out.
Yeah.
He was like normal on the floor. And the sound it made, I couldn't stop laughing.
You were laughing while he was unconscious?
Oh my God.
I didn't know.
Tommy!
Hold on.
You weren't like stunned or like immediately
scared?
Well,
I kind of was stunned, but stunned and humor. Like when somebody hits the ground like that,
But you're not even saying you're laughing because you were nervous. You're laughing because you thought it was legitimately the sound was funny.
I also know this guy partied. So I kind of like put it like, man, maybe a couple of things you took this morning to get up to do morning radio kind of kicked in at the wrong time.
By the way, of all the people that are going to judge for that.
What?
What do you mean, what?
What?
You were probably drinking while that was happening.
Oh, I wish I would have spit out some good whiskey, man. But yeah, it was very embarrassing. It was shocking. Like, here's the thing. Like, so we're on air, and we're not going off air. And like, so like all the calamities going on while the mics are still.
Why would you not go to commercial?
We were that good of a show.
No, you weren't. I've heard it.
Well, you didn't want to hear, bro, your boy passed out. Your boy passed out.
But going back to Kimmy's point, yeah. You're right. It's now on your coworkers to try.
Yeah, they don't know what's wrong. You don't know if I'm like, if I need CPR. You know what? You wouldn't know what steps to take next. And now it's just all like, now my life's in your hands.
Well, you got to call. You had to call medical emergency. And yep. You had to give them whatever information you think you know about that person.
Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah.
And that also can happen.
I mean, the good news in this specific situation, like if you're going to have a medical emergency, there is no better place to have a medical emergency than around an NFL franchise. Because first of all, he's been around this team since 2021.
Well, they got a doctor right there.
And that's just it, right?
And an ambulance.
I mean, look, we watched Damar Hamlin die on a field and they saved his life. Yeah. Like if I'm going to go down, I want to go down in that spot.
Well, at least they'll tape it up for you.
But here's the worst part, right? Like again, as we talk about Marcus West, Buffalo Bills defensive line coach, who had a medical emergency after the loss in Miami on Sunday to the point where he was taken to the hospital in Miami. He's still in South Florida right now, although out of the hospital. The embarrassment of the scene.
Yeah.
Everybody worried about you. The worst part of the whole thing, when it is over and you go back to work.
Yeah.
Everybody treats you like an old man that could die at any moment.
Well, yeah, because you scared everybody.
Yes, but it sucks. I didn't mean to do this. Yeah. I'm feeling much better. Everything is fine. But
do you go around and apologize to everybody for what you did?
Yeah, I did.
And even though you didn't do it.
I mean, look, I had that issue on the air where I had to go to the emergency room a couple years ago. Yeah. And yeah, I felt...
with your jokes.
Yeah. Well, it's also a way to acknowledge it, you know? I think that's part of it, too. You feel like you have to say something about what happened. So to
but
start out with,
fault,
like, I'm sorry, guys. Like, I didn't, you know... I think that's the easiest way to kick that conversation into gear.
And even though it's not your fault, you do feel guilty.
Yeah. Okay.
You feel guilty that everybody panicked, that work had to stop, that all of these things had to happen.
The ambulance had to come in with the board carry out.
And like you're almost hoping something is seriously wrong just to justify why you had to leave.
Mm-hmm.
I know that sounds stupid and counterintuitive, but like when I ended up in the ER that day, like I'm like, find something. So I can go back and be like, I had a good reason to walk out of that room and go to the hospital. So I do wonder what this means for the rest of the season. I can't imagine you're going to bring this guy back, right? Like he's dealing with something.
What is he, offensive coordinator?
Defensive line coach. How do you not listen to anything?
Who cares?
You say the offensive coordinator.
He's a nobody guy.
He's not a nobody guy. No. Your defensive line is depleted.
Most important thing. He's got nothing to coach right now.
So you really need him right now.
Kimmy, the injuries are so bad on the D-line, the coach is going down.
What if the heat got to him? Because it was so hot down there.
Oh, could be.
And if he's a big guy.
Huh. That's weird because I heard leading up to the game on Sunday that the heat wasn't going to be a problem. 50 degrees, what I heard.
I thought it was supposed to be cool, but it was 85.
Yeah. You think a lot of things.
Everybody was sweating their ass off.
As much as it would suck to pass out and leave the situation in your coworkers' hands, I can also see why you might argue that that's better than having to make the decision to do something about not feeling good. Because if you're already at work, well, I don't know how serious these symptoms are. Like, I know I should go to the hospital or go home or do something, but I don't want to tell anybody.
You don't want to look like a bitch.
Yeah. Whereas I guess if you pass out, the decision's kind of made for you.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, so if you don't feel good, just hit the floor. They'll carry you out and everything, man.
All right, let's take a break.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.